Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited Q4 and FY 2024 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. In the interest of time and to give an opportunity to all to ask, we request each participant to ask maximum of two questions. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the bank as on the date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. S. Krishnan, MD and CEO from Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening to one and all. It's a great pleasure for me to be again interacting with you, with the results of the bank for the Q4 and also for the financial year ended March 2024. The results have been approved by the board just about a couple of hours back, and the detailed presentation has been uploaded on the site of both the stock exchanges and also on the website of the bank. I'm sure that my friends might have definitely gone through, but still, at cost of repetition, I will give you a brief of the performance in 2024 for the ready information of the participants. The bank had registered highest ever net profit of 1,072 crore in 2023-24. I would like to recollect that it was 2022-23 when the bank registered the four-digit number, and this time we have exceeded that. We have got 1,072 crore. 2023-24 also marks a lot of important milestone for the bank. It is the highest ever interest income and also the highest ever net interest income. The bank has crossed the savings bank portfolio of 10,000 crore in 2023-24. So these are some of the very prime highlights which I have to say, and I will also touch upon other points, like when I talk about the bottom line, I should also talk of the asset quality of the bank. The gross NPA is at  1.44 as on 31st of March 2024, against 1.69 just 3 months before, that is, as on 31st of December 2023. The net NPA was 0.85 March 2024, which was 0.98 in December 2023. The other aspect of this, when I talk of the NPA, I should also touch upon the SMA, which is a plausible case for future. The SMA was 3.97% as on March 2024, against 6.51% a year back, that is March 2023. The stress assets ratio has also come down from 3.18 a year back to 2.7%. In the advances, I always say that the bank is always focusing on the RAM segment. The RAM segment of the advances has increased from 87% to 91% as on March 2024, a 400 basis points increase. When I touch upon the shareholders' value, the net worth has increased from 6,928 crore to 7,921 crore. The book value is 500.23 from 437.53 a year back. If I look into the EPS, I can say almost flat or marginally declined, is 67.7 from 68.06. But at this juncture, I want to tell that last year the bank came out with the IPO in the month of September. So the first 6 months, 5 to 6 months, the number of shares were lower, and for the remaining 5 to 6 months, the number of shares were more, while here it is continuously the increased number for the full year. When I talk of the net interest margin, the net interest margin for the Q4 is 4.24 against 4.08 a quarter back. The quarter-wise, the NIM, if you look into Q1 of 2023-2024, the NIM was 4%, Q2 was 4.1%, Q3 was 4.08%, that is almost flat, and Q4 it has gone to 4.24%. If I look the year as a whole, the NIM was 4.46% last year, which has come down to 4.11%. I would like to again touch upon that, we said a NIM of 4% and above will be maintained, basically because of the tightness in the money. The cost of deposit has gone up in the industry, entire industry, during 2023-2024, and which we had the impact for the bank also. However, if you look into quarter-wise, the quarter-wise, each quarter, the NIM is in the increasing trend, and Q4 we could reach 4.24%. That is what I have to say. As far as the capital adequacy ratio is concerned, the CRAR is very, very comfortable. It's at 29.37%, as on March 24, with a CET1 alone of 27.97%, against 26.26% CRAR and CET1 of 24.61% a year back. The slippage ratio is 1.36% for the year, and for the quarter, if I look into, the slippage ratio is 0.16%, which is the lowest in the four quarters of the previous year. The bank could show good recovery. It could arrest the slippage in Q4, and thus we could be able to maintain the asset quality. And as I was telling that, more particularly the SMAs, which are, which can be called as a stressed one, though it is not second for stress assets ratio, but basically they are the one which will indicate the stress. That has come down substantially, from 6% to 3%. So I will stop here for the, because of the paucity of time, because my friends and I, they have already gone through the entire, this one. I also have to share with you that the board of the bank has recommended a dividend of 100%, that is 10 rupees for a 10 rupee share, has been recommended, and that will be. The other point which I have to touch upon is the provision for the salary arrears. Basically, we are not part of the IBA settlement. We have our own settlement with our own employees and the officers association. The union association has given the charter of demand only in the month of April. But as a good prudence, we have made provisions. During Q4 alone, we have made a provision of 28 crore, and totally, today I have a provision towards the salary plausible increase to the extent of around 84 crore. Out of 85 crore, 69 crore is made during this year, and 15 crore, ever since I took charge, I have been making a small provision. 15 crore was made in the last year, and this year we have made 69 crore. So that is another reason which needs to be factored when we look into the profitability. And one more I can say that there was an account which slipped to NPA. But basically, we could have classified it with the NPA in the normal IRAC norms, but we decided to classify it as a loss asset, though we have the security. We are also, the recovery is also visible. Maybe within this month itself, it may come. But still, we decided to make it as a loss asset, and we have provided fully. That again, 14 crore hit was there during this quarter. So these are some of the points which I thought I can tell my friends, and I leave the forum open for question and answers, because of the paucity of time. I know the value of time of my friends who are linked and joined here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, sir. Couple of questions. First, in terms of an account that got into NPA in Q2, I think. Just wanted to understand what is the status of that, how we are progressing. That would be very helpful.
Okay. As far as that is concerned, the recovery measures are in full swing. Firstly, 1 minute. We could, we, as I said, that we are in full swing of the recovery. We could recover around 10.7 crore in that in that account. The other recovery measures, including the SARFAESI and also the legal measures, are in this one. So we expect that the recovery will come in the coming year.
Got it. Okay, because there is a fresh addition of around 309 crores that happened in Q2, correct? So from that point of view, how much of that 309 you think is will be recovered in the next 1 year?
If you look into my recovery against the Q2, there was a slippage of 309 crore, as you observe. But if you look into my recovery and upgradation in Q3 and Q4, it is around 150 crore totally. Both the quarters put together, it will be around 150 crore. That is what it is. And it doesn't mean that only that 300 crore recovery, the total recovery I'm talking about. So each and every account we are targeting, we are having the... So that we will be able to recover.
Got it. The 10 crore which you pointed out, is it pertaining to that 309?
One of the big accounts of 309.
Okay. Okay. The 309 comprises how many accounts, sir?
I have to give, sir. Number of accounts of 309 is June quarter, September quarter. We will give you.
Okay, and I just wanted, because I remember that there is one account of more than 100 crores, I think you mentioned in the Q2 call. So I just wanted to understand from that point of view how much things have...
That would be, I said, I have recovered around 10.7 crores. It is around 165 crores, that account.
Got it. Another question is that, how do you rate the performance in terms of the asset growth for the bank? It seems to be a little underwhelming to what the bank has always been doing, and also underwhelming when compared to the industry growth of the banks that have actually reported the provisional numbers. So what is holding the bank from growing? At least at the credit growth of the economy.
Sir, I should say that 23-24, you are aware that the bank took a lot of transformational process. The transformational process are almost getting completed, particularly on the credit side. So when any institution is in a transformation mode, there will be a lead time to stabilize and take off. So as far as the credit is concerned, that we established MSME hubs. Today, against 12 regions what we have, I have established MSME hubs almost in 9 centers or so. We have done, the remaining 2-3 centers will be completed in the first month the second month of this Q1 that will be completed. These MSME hubs have started yielding their results because we have posted relationship managers who will be able to contact the, identify the potential customers, go and have a talk with them, source the application, and there will be a centralized processing center who are posted with specialized people, which will ensure my underwriting standard. So These are some of the steps which was put in place in 2023-24, which is getting matured. I could see that the performance is improving. So we expect that in this current year, we expect that it will improve. And if you look into the RAM segment, the growth has gone up year on year. The RAM has grown by about 11.37%. The total growth may be less, but RAM alone has gone 11.37%. That indicates that we have consciously reduced in the others or the corporate. Otherwise, the growth is 11.37% in the RAM alone.
Got it. So, do you maintain does the bank maintain an aspiration of 12-15% growth in terms of assets for the current year, or you want to bring it down to somewhere between 6-10%?
No. We have the aspiration of around 15%. In fact, my board will be meeting shortly, where we will be having a strategy meeting. Then I can come and give the detailed guidance to the street. But as of now, I can share that we have the aspiration of around 15%.
And from a top 20 accounts point of view, what percentage of top of your total advances is it the top 20 accounts?
1 minute, sir. Top 20. Sir, I will give in the, during this itself while we take the other questions.
Okay, just one last question, sir, because from a branch opening point of view, last year we started with a number and then we ended at a particular number in terms of new branch openings. How do you intend to grow for the next 1 year? What kind of branch growth you expect? And when it will come, whether it will be front-loaded in the first two quarters or it is going to be coming in the last two quarters?
See, last year we opened around 32 branches totally. And this year we expect that it will be the first half itself. In fact, I should say that 4 branches we opened today. We opened 4 branches today itself. So we already the... Why there was we were not able to use, there were issues on completion of the premises, the furnishing and other things. So there was little delay. That has only made that we could not complete that. But those things will now come where I will be able to have in the first half itself. As I said that we will be going to the board with a strategy. But I can say that by and large we will be opening around 50 branches.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Jefferson S., who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Arun, what is your name?
Hello. Yeah. Good evening, sir. My name is Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, actually, my question was on the part of the growth, but I think it was answered. But just, I want to make sure, what do you mean by transformation process? You mentioned that the bank was going through a transformation process, right? So, can you give a brief? I just want to understand what does it mean?
So, the bank took up a business process reengineering project to begin with on the MSME credit. So that was taken up last year. Then that was taken up the entire process. Now we have overhauled, I should say. It is as good as having a separate vertical, though I cannot call it as a vertical because we have a mixed one. We have created an independent hub almost in all the areas. I have 12 regional officers spread across the country. Against the 12, at 9 centers, we have created the MSME hubs. And these MSME hubs are equipped with well-trained credit professionals will be able to process quickly and have a good underwriting standard. Secondly, we are also in the process of recruiting a lot of people as relationship managers. The whole idea is bring forward each officer will be having a bucket of customers who will be the relationship officers for those customers. We will be looking into the need of those customers. These relationship officers, the main job is they identify, they go and scout, bring the customers, and they, as well as giving the lead, I can say, but it is not only ending the lead, they also ensure that their requirements or regular periodical intervals are being agreed to. I have a relationship officer. This has been put in place as a part of the transformation. We also have plans putting in place the feet on street. That is exclusively for the lead generation. So the feet on street will be put in place during the current year. And then we also have got the approval for the co-lending. We have not entered into the co-lending. That is also a part of the transformation. The co-lending will be introduced during the current year. As a part of the transformation, we have also introduced new products, few products in the MSME sector, maybe for the GST. We have the easy MSME easy credit. We have put in place a mini LAP. All these are part of the transformation process. So these are now stabilizing. I expect that now the 2024-25 will be a good year with this transformation which we have put in place. The last but not the least is the digitalization. The digitalization is in full swing. To begin with, what we have done is we have now put in place do-it-yourself. The do-it-yourself is nothing but the customer will be able to understand, will be able to know by giving minimum information in my website as to how much will be eligible. It's a kind of in principle, I can say. And then the whole idea is that this is the beginning of the journey. The whole idea is to have end-to-end digitization, that is till the account, the loan is sanctioned and the amount is credited, including the documentation. We want to have the digital journey for which we have entered into MOU with two people, one Jakarta and another is CIFAR. The different products are being done by them. And I hope that that will also be taking a shape during this current year.
Got it, sir. Thank you. And one more thing, you mentioned that we can expect it to stabilize around FY25, right? So when it stabilizes, what can be the ideal growth rate for our bank going forward?
I expect that the growth should be around 15% during 2024-25. That is what I expect. But as I was telling that, the guidance will be given to the street once my strategy efforts are cleared by the board, which I will be taking to the board maybe very shortly. And then I will give a clear guidance. But I expect that the growth will be around 15%.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prabal from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Am I audible?
Little disturbance is there. Can you be a little loud?
Prabal, if you are hands-free, request you to use the handset. Your voice is muffled, actually.
Is this better?
Yes, much better. Please go ahead.
Okay. So my first question was, recently we had applied to RBI for the approval of the position of MD and CEO, and RBI sort of rejected all the three names. So what happened there and what's the update there?
No, what happened is they have said that they are not found suitable. So the bank has already again started the process. The search committee is on. The nomination and remuneration committee of the board met, and the process has been started. Even the public advertisement has been given, waiting the applications. So the process will be carried out, and again the bank will be submitting it.
And any particular reasons why they were not found suitable?
No information, madam. I have no idea.
These were the internal candidates or the external candidates?
They were external candidates.
So my second question is on cost of funds. So they've seen a decline of 10 basis points sequentially. So what explains this?
The cost of funds have gone up because the cost of deposits have increased. See, the last year, the entire industry was facing a very tight money position. The cost was zooming for every bank. So that is why for us also the cost of deposit went up from 4.68 to 5.74. That is the main reason why the cost of funds have also gone up.
No, on sequential basis, they've declined 10 basis points versus for the sector.
Yeah, we are. That is what I was telling while I was giving the brief, the opening remarks. I was telling that if I talk on the quarter wise, it is good because Q4, I am able to contain. See, consciously, what we did was that consciously we have not gone against the high cost deposits. Because my position is comfortable, I have excess SLR, and if need be, I can resort to the borrowings, which are low cost for me. My CD ratio was around 80% last year, that is March 24. With that, the cost of deposit could be contained. The cost of deposit has come down by about 12 bits, from 5.88 to 5.76. So going forward, I expect that it will further cut down. If I look into the cost of funds for the quarter Q4, it has come down from 5.9 to 5.79.
And sir, just last question. Since we are in the transformation journey right now on the asset side, do you see a risk of our franchise weakening on the deposit side? Because obviously, you are not trying to mobilize retail deposits. So some customers might leave the bank and go to some other banks which are offering better rates, and that might potentially create a risk for us in the medium term.
I will answer that. In fact, my retail deposits have gone up. My retail deposits have gone up. If I look into the quarter wise. My retail term deposits have increased in the last year by about 3.33%. The 5 year CAGR is around 5%, 4.18%. So the retail deposits is increasing. As far as the rate of interest and migration of the customers to the other bank is concerned, the ALCO of the bank meets regularly, factors the market requirement, and I have to share with you that keeping that in mind, the bank has very recently come out with a new scheme of 444 days, EMD 400 days, EMD 400 days with interest of 8%. So we are seized of the market conditions, and the ALCO of the bank is very vibrant, and they factors all these things. And as I said, the retail term deposit has gone up. If I have to say, the percentage of retail term deposits as on March 24, is 83%, which has gone up from 82% last year. So 100 bits increase in retail term deposit alone. That means, consequently, the percentage of the bulk deposit has come down.
Great. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arvind R. from Sundaram Alternates. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. Quarter on quarter, the bulk deposits have grown up, grown faster. Any particular reason for it? Like from 4,300 crore to close to 6,000 crores. That's my first question. And similarly, on the deposits, like retail TD, growth has been very tepid. Like whereas our CASA growth has been healthy. What's our view like in retail term deposits in the next 2 years or 3 years? These two on deposits, and how much more we have to provide on this, you know, employee increments you were talking about, you know, 84 crores till now, how much more we might have to provide. And as you mentioned on advances, RAM is growing at, RAM segment is growing at 11%, that I understand, but, you know, primary part of that growth is driven by agri loans. Why the MSME growth has been, you know, very tepid, and, you know, like we were expecting this, you know, segment to, you know, come back by now, but continuously this segment is not doing as well as, you know, what agri segment is able to do. So I want to understand these things, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. As far as your first question about the bulk deposit is concerned, see, bulk deposits we take for a short period where the cost is beneficial to me. And if I look into the bulk deposit a year back, that is March 23, it was 6,021 crore and it has marginally come down to 5,896 crore in March 23. Okay, so it has come down. That is one. As far as the employee cost, the salary arrears is concerned, I can say, I was telling you opening remarks that we are not part of the IBA settlement. We have our own settlement, and just now they are given the chapter of demand. Now, what we have provided is even if IBA increase is to be factored, if we factor, that is 17% which we came out, the bank has fully provided that 17%. 84 crores, we have fully provided. The entire one. That is why this quarter we decided that let us make further. So we made 28 crore this quarter alone, making the total provision to 84 crore. So there is nothing left out. And your third question is on the RAM segment. The RAM segment has grown by about 11% as you observed. But you are asking about the MSME. The MSME growth per se looks as 2%. But let me also say that there are some customers who are MSME. Who are MSME, but they have not, availed as the MSME they didn't want for whatever reason. So if I factor that notionally, the growth from 2% it goes to 5%. And this time there was, I should say that as far as the performance is concerned, the MSME, we had reclassified a small amount based on the data purification exercise. And you know that the GECL, when we gave for the COVID, the repayments have started and my performance is good. The delinquencies are less compared to this one. So the repayments in the closure of the loans alone was around 2,000 crore during this 23-24. So you can understand that means I have grown means I have overpaid that repayment. These repayments, the GECL and the deferment of the repayment during the COVID period, all those years have started and which also has resulted in the reduced growth. These are the reasons. Otherwise, the focus is on, as I was telling, that we are now with almost, we have completed the transformation. The hubs have started stabilizing. And I expect that the performance is expected to be a better one in this year.
Any growth guidance of, on overall? And just one more thing on agri loans alone. Agri loan, is it predominantly like a secured gold loans and kind of loans, or is it something else also? Yes. Agri loans?
Secured gold loan.
Okay. Any data you can give on yields and average ticket size in those loans?
I can give you 1 minute.
For other segments too, yeah, that would be helpful. Yeah.
I will give you my average yield in the retail is 9.55%. Agriculture is 9.17%. MSME is 11.41%. And other category is 10.38, and the overall for the year is 10.15% for the year. That is the year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Ticket sizes?
Average ticket size, I will give you. Gold alone is around 1 lakh.
Average ticket size.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants to please limit the questions to two per participant. Also, participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one to join the queue. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for this opportunity. When you mentioned about the employee cost impact of 84 crores, when we look at your annual increase, that translates into a 68 crore impact. So if you could explain once again how this 84 crore got factored, sir.
Sure. See, I said so far for my employee salary revision, I have built a provision of 84 crore. Out of 84 crore, I also said that last year we did about 15 crore. And this year we have done around 68 to 69 crore, thus making it as 84 crore. I hope that it is clarifies your doubt.
Okay. So there is no further provision required.
No
even
further
provision. Come again.
Even if I, that's why I said, if I take even the IBA settlement, which we have a separate one, even if I factor this amount of 84 crore satisfies that increase up to March 24.
Okay. So there are no areas due also, no provision required. We are up to the mark as per the industry standards. That is what you are...
No provision is required as per the industry settlement.
Sir, when we look at your other operating expenses, that has also gone up from 158 crore to 175 crore on a Q1Q basis.
Yeah.
So what explains this increase, sir?
Just 2 minutes.
Sir, next question, just to in continuation, you spoke about the transformation journey for the bank, for which I think the building blocks are in place. So if you could give us some more color with this transition phase getting implemented, how are the financials going to look, or the improvement financials going to look going ahead in terms of our names and ROA? And also going ahead, what is the trajectory for ROA and NIMS for the current financial year?
See, I told that the detailed guidance on all the parameters will be given to the street. Maybe very shortly when I go for the board meeting, I am expecting for a strategy meeting. The board will be deliberating and we will be able to give. But I can give you this one that... My growth is expected to be around 15%, and ROA is expected to be around 1.8 to 2, we can say 2, and NIM should be 4 plus. That is what the guidance initially I can give.
Okay. So, but we have exited ROA at 1.93 for this quarter, and 1.7 for this quarter, I think so. So it should be slightly higher.
Yes. No, that's what I'm telling you. This one, conservative one, I will be reaching ROA for the year was 1.84. That
right.
Is 1.9. So we will be around 2 in the next year.
Okay. And then lastly...
1.92. Yeah.
Come again, sir. I missed your last
question. 1.9 to 2 ROA.
Okay. And sir, if you could give us some color on how the business pipeline is looking currently, how many, what is the loan bid pipeline which is expected to crystallize going ahead, and what was our dispersal number or the growth in dispersal for the fourth quarter, sir?
See, as far as the pipeline is concerned, I was telling you that we basically focus on the small ticket loans, unlike big corporates where I can say I'm giving a project loan, where I can say that I have in the pipeline of around 5,000, 6,000 crore like that. These are all small loans. But going by the trend by which I'm doing, I expect that the 24-25 we will have a growth of around 15%, and the focus will continue to be in trans segment.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants, then you may press star and one to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Sonal Minas from Prescient Capital Investment Advisors. Please go ahead. So now you might go ahead with the question.
Hi, this is Sonal. I think there is a huge echo in the background. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible now.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Yeah, there was some big echo. Sorry for that. So I had two questions, sir. One was regarding the disclosure. And I think a few of us here have been analyzing the company for a while.
Pardon?
Been struggling with...
Can you repeat? Your voice is breaking.
Sir, am I audible better now? I was talking about disclosure, sir. There is this head of others in both the loan book as well as the NPA, which brings us surprises both in terms of provision and in terms of entry into the GNPA schedule. So I wanted to understand, like, if you could be a little bit more granular about, disclosure of this particular head, which, like, if we speak right now, our NPA is in this category is around 284 crores on a book of 3500 crores. So what are these accounts? What are the top five accounts, nature of the sectors in this particular sector? If you could explain that, maybe not now, maybe later. That's something, because this is a lumpy number, and I think more disclosure around this is something which maybe will give some more comfort to the street, because this number has been growing pretty dramatically, if I may just say that way. So over to you for your comments on this one, actually.
Yeah. These others, which you are offering as 284 crore, which has gone up from 244 crore year back.
220, yeah, yes.
You are referring
yes.
to that?
Yes, sir.
You are referring to that? Okay. See, these are basically the corporates, we can call it as corporates, not MSMEs. In fact, in Q2, we had a huge slippage. Before you, in the beginning, one of our friends
yes.
are referring to that. I also said that one big account of around 160 crore was there. So that is the major addition there. So that is what it is. One account is contributing out of the 284. 165 is one account. So where the recovery measures are on. These are basically some of the manufacturing units. One of the manufacturing unit, but not classified under the MSME. That is why we have put it as others.
And sir, because this is the this is a growing number, are there like? I think the next question, which is linked to this one, is that if you could also maybe split the 3,500 crore loan book, which is attributable to this others corporate category. Who are these? Are these stores? Are these manufacturing? Some nature of the granularity there, so that we understand, because a large part of what is the overhang here essentially is in these two categories. So if you compare this to other banks who also disclose, if they are turning around and if they are moving from, let's say, category X to category Y, which is also in your case, you're moving more and more towards RAM, more disclosure around the outstanding book on the others is something which will give us some comfort as to where are we sitting on these, because a 60 crore addition and then I think thereafter addition of 160 crores in between two quarters is something which is kind of lumpy to understand.
Yeah, we will give such a detailed disclosure in future. Okay.
Sure. So that is one, sir. And if I may, Sorry?
Yeah.
Are you saying something, sir?
No, we have noted your point. You give much more granular disclosures.
Sure, sir. And sir, the second question is a little subjective. Just trying to understand, as you are putting your systems in place, putting your IT infrastructure, putting the manpower, putting everything in place, like what are the 2-3 areas where you still think a lot of work is pending in terms of how you are overseeing the bank? And how would you want to fix them in the next year or two, basically? So I'm talking like more key risks you see in the business, key risks you see from more from an operational perspective in the business. So if you could just subjectively cover 2-3 points, which are key to-dos for you and the senior leadership for the next year, essentially, thereafter.
See, if you ask me, I will say that where I have to do further on the completion is on a digitization side. As I said, the work has started. We just started now as a do-it-yourself, which gives a in-principle approval. But we have a long way to go. The whole idea is to have a end-to-end digitization. So that is the one which we are taking up. And the second is, as far as the structure is concerned, we have created a hub. And we have also put in place like relationship managers. But we are also in the process of having a feet on street for sourcing it. So that will take place in this year. So these are a few points which will be on the top of my agenda for the year 2024-25. So that if I do this, probably I will be able to complete that transformation process and we will be able to have a, reap the fruits of that.
And just to say, nudge you a little, like you fairly confident about how the lending book in the RAM segment is coming out in terms of how the quality of that book is, in terms of your team's assessment of that book more on a day-to-day basis. Do you think those systems are in place? And those also need to be a little bit more mature for you to be comfortable around those.
As far as that is concerned, my SMA book has, has behaved very well. As I said, from 6.51% or so, we have come down to 3.97% in the last year. So that clearly indicates that the behavior is very good. And regarding the sector-wise, if I look into the MSMEs, I'm able to contain the slippages, and my SMA book, if I say sector-wise, 1 minute, I'll give you the numbers.
Yes, sir, it's in the disclosure.
MSME is 1.61% as on March 24, which was 2.46% a year back. So this clearly indicates that the book is behaving well. We are able to improve the quality of the book. So we will be able to have a better asset quality. This is what we expect in the coming years.
Thank you. Next question is from Arvind R. from Sundaram Alternates. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I would like to know the mix of repo, MCLR and fixed rate loans. That is one question. Will the corporate book continue to degrow? That is another one. And you were mentioning about centralized processing center for, MSMEs. Do we have like a centralized processing center for all the segments or like the underwriting is done at the branch level?
Yeah, as far as the mix of repo and MCLR is concerned, it is around 50-50%, 52-48 like that. So I can say 50-50%. My fixed
fixed rate loans? Yeah.
It's minuscule, as good as I can say, nil. Very, very minuscule portion only I have a fixture. Otherwise, it's 50-50 is repo and MCLR. Regarding the underwriting, as I said, that we are centralizing in the sense region-wise. I have the hub. To begin with, we have started for the MSMEs. So the MSMEs, to begin with, again, any transformation has to be in the graduated manner so that the process gets implemented successfully. So So what we did was, to begin with, we said all the new underwriting, new proposals or the enhancement will be done only by the centralized unit. The renewals will be carried out at the branch. Going forward, once this stabilizes, the renewals also will be shifted to the centralized hub. So this will be the first step when we are focusing on the MSMB. Subsequently, we have plans to bring such a process for other sectors also, like retail, so that the underwriting quality can be ensured. This is the idea of what we have.
Sure, sir. Like, will the corporate book continue to degrow?
Corporate book, yes, it is not that we will continue to degrow. We will be very selective, as I have been telling always, that the bank is focusing only on the MSME. So it is not that we will be focusing for degrowth. We will be very, very selective. If I have a good one, we will be taking it.
Okay, and on Mini LAP, what would be the ticket size? I mean, like, how would it be different from MSME Mini LAP? Like, in terms of ticket size?
So it is basically a LAP. It is basically a LAP loan. But the Mini LAP, in the LAP, we have a minimum ticket size. So in the Mini LAP, we have reduced that. One minute, I will request my GM credit to give Mini LAP.
The ticket size is up to 25 lakh. There is a collateral coverage requirement of around 120. So rate of interest ranges between 9.5% to 11%. It is repayable in 5 years.
Got it, sir?
Sorry, sir, like, that was not very audible for me. Sorry. Can you please repeat? Sorry.
Was not very audible?
Yeah, yeah. Cambridge.
Sir, am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, the Mini LAP is a scheme intended for small traders and businessmen. Mm-hmm. The ticket size is up to 25 lakhs. The security will be in the form of properties, landed properties, having a coverage of 125%. The loans are generally repayable up to 5 years. And it is given to all sorts of businessmen, all proprietorship, partnership or companies, all businessmen we are giving, sir.
Sure. Thank you. Thank
you. Sir, Lakshminarayan from Tungra, you had asked about the top 20. It is around 3,300 crores, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got disconnected, unfortunately, and you were explaining me about the other expenses going up sequentially. So, beg your pardon if you have already answered it. For the sake of replication, if you could just give an understanding on what led to the increase in other operating expenses on a Q1 basis.
Yeah. My CFO is here. He will give a clarification.
This is, I think, on the quarter on quarter, the recent December and March, there is an increase of 39 crores in the total operating expenses, of which 22 crores is towards employee cost. The balance will be around 17 crores. That is, we had some professional charges, this and then software license renewal fee, UPA operation charges, etc. That is right.
Okay, so this is is it on a recurring basis or a one-time cost? What should we look at into it going ahead?
And professional charges will be one-time. Other things
license,
are regular.
License also, it will be a yearly expenditure that came on the Q4. That is why when you compare the sequential quarters, there is an increase.
Right. Sir, and you were explaining about the business pipeline and the growth in the net interest margin that we can expect for the coming year. If you could give us some more color on the same, on the disbursement pipeline, the type of indications you have currently in your hand.
See, I told that we are going to have a strategy meeting of the board wherein the budgets will be deliberated by the board and it will be approved by them. Then I will be able to give you a detailed guidance on each of the parameters for the current year. Very shortly we'll be having, and definitely I will be interacting with all of you. It will be my pleasure to interact with you and give the guidance on all the parameters. Pending the same, I said that my growth is expected to be around 15% as far as the company is concerned. That is what I said. Other details I'll be able to share with you once my strategy meeting is over.
Correct. So sir, when is that board meeting scheduled? So we can keep the questions pending for that time being, and we will be interacting in investors.
I expect in the next month itself.
Okay, and you will be interacting with us.
I will interact with you. Yes.
Okay, sir. And sir, going ahead, sir, how are the cost of funds likely to shape up? I think so. Again, the bond yields have again hardened over the last fortnight. So, what would be the impact currently on our treasury book, and also how are the cost of funds likely to shape going ahead?
Going ahead, I expect that it will be flat. I don't expect that I will have any impact. I expect that my cost of funds will be flat. So we have to wait and watch how the bond market behaves. But as of now, my expectation is that we will be having a flat impact.
Right. And last point is on this, sir. How are we using technology or the use of AI for early detection of stress in our loan book? And sir, to put things into order, when we look at the market capitalization of our bank or the in comparison to the growth seen in other banks, what are the factors that are acting as an impediment or deterrent to the increase in the market cap going ahead? We have been visible in our dividend distributions, and you have been interacting to investors on a regular basis. So where are the loopholes, and why are we not able to convince your investors so that we could have a consistent growth, also creating shareholder value? What are the impediments to that, sir?
Okay. As far as the technology is concerned, the bank has been taking every steps to take advantage of the technology and also use all the latest tools which are available. Of course, having said, I should also say that we are yet to go into that AI. So that I have to say, but we have been deliberating on various technology advancement. Definitely this will also be the plate for deliberations and discussions in the coming year. As far as the market capitalization is concerned, I should say that we are a very new entrant for the market, about a year old boy for the market. I hope that over the period of time, we'll be able to have a good market capitalization. Once as our financials are strong, I expect that we will be able to have a good one. As you also acknowledge that we always keep in mind of rewarding the investors, the dividends are continuously given. So we expect that the market capitalization will go up.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir. We will wait for your next board meeting announcement, wherein we would be getting more broader picture on what's the way ahead for the bank, sir? Yeah, that is more important to give the valuation, to derive to a valuation. We know what path you are going to glide going ahead. Yeah.
As I said, my growth is expected to be around 15%. That is the first trade which I can tell.
Right.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. S. Krishnan for closing comments.
My sincere thanks to all my friends who participated in this conference call. And it has always been a pleasure for me to interact with you. And we will be interacting with you all very frequently. Thanks for sparing your valuable time and having the interactions and the details, whatever we have given. And if anything is required, any one of you can get in touch with my CFO and we will be glad to give further details. Once again, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect the lines.